What precautions would you share with people if they're taking that haul road in the summer?
Right.
Or they take the haul road in the winter? So maybe, and then we'll end it with that.
In the winter time is the more brutal time. And so driving the road in the winter, they should have excellent winter gear along. I've seen people driving with sandals on in the winter time and doing crazy stuff, strictly relying on the heat of the vehicle to keep them alive, period.
Why is it extreme? What's different with this winter versus...
Very few services along this road. You go basically Hilltop, 14 miles out of Fairbanks, all the way to Coldfoot, at 260 miles out of Fairbanks. A long stretch with no services. You break a tire or have any kind of a problem. A lot of the areas to the south of Coldfoot is open terrains in the Finger Mountain country, the Hodzana Mountain, Ray Mountain country. The wind blows across there. You can have complete whiteouts, and it's not that unusual to where you can't see anything. You're down to 2 miles at 1 mile an hour, and you get stuck in a snowdrift. I've known of people being stuck in snowdrifts in that section for over a day. And so you should bring extra fuel. You should have warm clothes. They had to run their vehicle to keep the heat going, but they were running out of gas, so they had to shut the vehicle off and let it cool down, and then start it again. The engine compartment can come packed full of snow. It can be a brutal trip if you hit the wrong kind of weather traveling. And if you have a mechanical problem, you have to have winter gear. If the engine shuts off, you're going to have winter gear.
What's the lowest it gets?
Temperatures?
Yeah.
This area here, it's common to be from around mid-November through mid-March at 0 to 65 below. Cold weather, clear weather, it's common to be between 10 below to 45 below. That's mm-hmm. the normal temperatures.
And then what about...
Summertime is mosquitoes. And so when I walked around down in the States, I started reading about I was going to go afield. There's ticks and chiggers and poison ivy and all these various things. Here, it's mosquitoes. Now, a lot of people are concerned about bears, and bears get a lot of hype. Most bears are 100, of 100% of the bears, 99 are terrified of people and get out of your way. There's a 1% minority that has an aggressive tendency. But even them, they have a fear of humans, and they usually will move out of your way. If they've been habituated and gotten food, they can be a problem. But they're actually fairly unusual, extremely unusual. The encounter rate of hundreds of thousands of people encounter brown and grizzly bears and black bears in Alaska every year. Very few people are hurt by bears. So more people are terrified of these bears. There was a girl hitchhiking up the road from Poland. She was all concerned about these bears going hiking. She was hitchhiking with truckers. I says, we should be much more concerned about those truckers than these bears. Humans are far more dangerous than bears. I don't consider walking in these hills. These are low-density bear populations. They encounter, right? They're not vying over salmon streams. There aren't any salmon here along this section of the roads.
Mm-hmm.
Just going for a walk, a field, bug dope. You don't have to worry about poison ivy or poison plants, unless you ingest them, which you're probably not going to do that. You don't have to worry about insects that are going to give you diseases. We don't have West Nile virus. We don't have Lyme disease and various kinds of diseases that can be vectored from insects. So insects are annoying, but other than that, they're not dangerous.
A trucker was saying when he slapped his hand on his arm and squished mosquitoes, they count at like 100.
I've gotten 77 with one whack. And that was by the Yukon River. And if you go on the north slope of the Brooks Range, there's calm weather on the coastal plain. There's zillions of mosquitoes. And you can probably get between 50 to 100 at a whack. I've estimated like 1,500 to 3,000 mosquitoes around me where I'm wearing a bug jacket and a veil. And so, yeah, mosquitoes can be extreme, but the Tanana Valley can be heavy with mosquitoes.